Welcome, everyone, to Taste and See, where we explore the flavors of life through faith, food, and a bit of fun. I'm your host, Angela Wood, and today we're diving into how to get out of our heads and into the goodness around us. So let's start with a bit of scripture. Our guiding verse today comes from Psalms 34:8, which says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." This verse invites us to experience God's goodness in tangible ways through our senses, our actions, and our daily lives. To get out of our head biblically during a conversation means to actively shift your focus from your own thoughts and anxieties to actively listening and engaging with the other person using principles like actively praying, applying scripture about renewing your mind like Romans 12:12. And intentionally asking questions to understand the other person's perspective, just as Jesus did in the Gospels. Key biblical practices to get out of your head in conversation. Take every thought captive. According to 2 Corinthians 10:5, actively challenge negative thoughts that arise and replace them with truths from Scripture. Renewing your mind, Romans 12:2, encourages actively transforming your thinking by aligning it with God's Word. Active listening. Pay close attention to what the other person is saying, not just waiting to respond with your own thoughts. Ask open-ended questions. Instead of making assumptions, ask questions that encourage the other person to share their perspective and feelings. Pray silently. In the midst of a conversation, take a moment to silently pray for wisdom and guidance to respond in a loving and helpful way. Reflect on Jesus' example. Consider how Jesus interacted with people in the Bible, often asking questions to understand their needs and concerns. How to apply these principles in a conversation. Acknowledge your internal thoughts. If you catch yourself getting caught up in your own thoughts, pause and acknowledge it to yourself. Share your concerns openly. If your internal thoughts are impacting your ability to listen, consider sharing them with the other person in a respectful way. Focus on the other person's emotions. Pay attention to their body language and tone of voice to understand their feelings beneath their words. Respond with empathy. Validate their experience and show that they are actively listening and understanding their perspective. Let's take a moment to pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness and love. Help us to let go of our worries and false perceptions and open our hearts to the blessings you provide. Positive thoughts, loving thoughts. Lord, we know that is of you. May we find joy in the simple things today, and may we operate with empathy towards others and towards ourselves, that we understand, that we listen to understand to others. And Lord, we just thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's move to something delicious. I have a quick and easy recipe that you can whip up to remind you of the goodness of God. Peach and honey yogurt parfait. It's refreshing, nutritious, and perfect for any time of the day. Here's what you need. 1 cup of Greek yogurt, 1 ripe peach sliced, 2 tablespoons of honey, 1 handful of granola, 1 sprinkle of cinnamon. Now let's assemble this parfait. Start with a layer of Greek yogurt at the bottom of a glass or bowl. Add a layer of sliced peaches on top of the yogurt. Drizzle a tablespoon of honey over the peaches. Repeat the layers until you reach the top, finishing with yogurt. Top it off with a sprinkle of granola for some crunch and a dash of cinnamon if you like a little extra flavor. And if you're anything like me, you can put a dab of whipped cream on top. And there you have it, your peach and honey yogurt parfait, a delightful treat that not only nourishes your body, but also reminds you of the sweetness of God's presence in your life. As we wrap up today's show, remember to take a moment to taste and see the goodness around you. Whether it's in a simple meal or a kind word from a friend, God is always providing. Thank you for joining me today on Taste and See. I hope you feel encouraged to step out of your head and embrace the goodness that surrounds you. Until next time, keep tasting, keep seeing, and keep celebrating the joy of life.